弟兄姐妹、朋友们平安。
Peace be with you, brothers and sisters.
从1月18号开始的《路德记》系列讲章，一个外邦女子的信心道路，到本周进入第10讲，也是最后一讲。
We talked about Ruth, the series of sermons, starting from January 18th. The topic is about the faith path of a Gentile woman. So this week is the 10th sermons.
感谢主，今天恰巧是母亲节。
Thank the Lord, it happens to be the Mother's Day today.
而路德记系列讲章这最后一讲的经文是4章，刚才大家都读了13到22节。
So this last sermon will be about the scriptures, chapter 4, verses 13 to 22.
那描写的是路德、拿俄米这一对女人遭遇过人的生命中重大的磨难之后，享受到他们背后那位看不见的上帝的光照和慈爱。
So it's about this pair of women, Ruth and Naomi. After they experience so many hardships and difficulties, they enjoyed the grace from God.
因着他们的信心，神一步一步带领他们走出磨难的生活。
Because of their faith, so God led their life step by step and helped them come out of the difficulties.
所以也是这段经文，也是他们重新获得新生命的喜悦的高潮。
So it reached the climax of pleasure, because of regaining new life.
那借着今天的母亲节，请允许我代表已经是父亲，或者是即将是父亲的丈夫们，以及做儿女的孩子们，向母亲和正在孕育的准母亲们道一声母亲节快乐，愿神赐福你。
So today is Mother's Day. Please allow me to represent those who are fathers or who are to be fathers, and also the children, to greet you, mothers, and those women who are pregnant. And I would like to say, Happy Mother's Day. May God bless you.
那在第一讲开始的时候，我曾向大家介绍过这本书《路德记》。
So at the very beginning, I introduced you these two books about Ruth.
那我当时跟大家介绍，将以这本书作为我们系列讲章的蓝本。
So I told you that I use this book as a reference for the series of sermons.
那现在我们再回头看一下作者在书的开始所写到的一些。
Now let's go back to review what the author wrote at the beginning of the book.
他说，神借着路德记提醒我们，神在某一个阶段将会把我们放在某个地方，都有他的旨意。
So God wants to remind us through Ruth that sometimes God put us at a certain place because he has his will to do this.
神也是借着我们生命的每一个时刻来提醒我们，要认识到在生命的某一个时候可能会凝固。
So God also wants to remind us that at a certain point of our life, our life might be stuck on pause.
那这个时候呢，可能是神让我们停下来做一些反省。
So God wants us to stop at this time and to have retrospection.
作者还特别提醒我们省察3个问题。
And the author also reminds us to have introspection on 3 questions.
也就是当我们面对生活中每一个时刻，我们的态度都显示出其实我们是谁，是什么人，是做什么的。
So actually, at every point of time in our life, our attitude also show who we are, what kind of person we are, and what we do.
也就是说，神要我们成为谁和什么人。
That means God wants us to be someone, and what kind of person is that?
要我们在属灵上和社会上可以成为谁，成为什么人。
So he wants us to be someone, somebody, and what kind of person is that spiritually and also in the society?
今天我们就借着路德第四章最后的13-22节这一段经文，认识一下路德这个外邦小女子最终在社会上和在属灵上成为了谁，成为了什么人。
So today we want to study this verses in this book, and we want to know more about Ruth, this Gentile woman, little woman, and what kind of person she turned out to be.
美满结局，小人物成就大计划。
Happy ending, little people fulfill big plans.
我们一起低头祷告。
Let's bow our head and pray.
恩主坐在天上宝座的父神，你是万王之王，万主之主。
Lord, you are the King of the King.
你是当赞美的主。
You are the Lord that we want to praise.
愿主您在这主日的清晨坚固你面前的这些弟兄姐妹们。
May you strengthen all these brothers and sisters on this Sunday morning.
愿主您的话语浇灌滋润我们的心。
May your words feed us.
教我们能够明白主您的心思意念。
Help us know your thoughts and will.
使我们的行事为人能够蒙主您的悦纳。
So that our behavior will be pleased by you.
使我们活得像盐一样有滋味，像光一样照亮他人。
So help us to be like the salt that has a taste, and also light that can shine upon others.
愿主您恩膏孩子自己的口。
May you anoint pastor's mouth.
愿主您与我们众人同在。
May you be with us all.
愿主您掌控这个大堂。
May you
从开始直到末了。
May you control this sanctuary from the beginning to the end.
这样的感谢祷告，奉靠主耶稣基督的名求。
We thank you and pray in Jesus' name.
Amen. 那在上一次第九讲中，我们借着第4章1-12节的经文讨论了伯阿斯因着对爱的执着，那经历过为爱铺路，为爱设陷阱，最终如愿以偿的享受爱的祝福。
So in the last sermon, we reviewed the verses from 1-12 in chapter 4, and we talked about the persistence of love of Boaz, and he paved the way for love and set up trap for love. And finally, he enjoined the blessing of love according to his will.
我想特别提醒一下，他为了情之所至为爱所设了一个陷阱，那是一个什么陷阱？
So what kind of trap is that?
与其说是伯阿斯为那个亲属，就是比他更近和伊利米勒家族更近的那个亲属是为他设的陷阱，倒不如说是伯阿斯为了使自己能够付上更大的代价而做的一个预备。
So we want to talk about Boaz set up a trap for love. So on the surface, it seems like that he set up the trap for the closer kinsman redeemer. But actually, we should understand that he was getting ready for the bigger prize that he would pay.
因为上次我们分析过，因为那个人本来以为从年迈的拿俄米手中买下他所有的产业以后，就可以永远归己所有了，因为拿俄米他们没有孩子。
So last time we analyzed it and we felt that closer kinsman redeemer intend to buy the land from Naomi, who is very old. So on the surface that he wants to offer her pension, but Because of Naomi or the family Elimelech, they didn't have sons to inherit the property.
因为他很高兴，表面上呢为纳俄米付了一笔养老金，然后呢把所有的土地都归己所有。
So he wanted to offer a pension for Naomi, and then he will own the land permanently.
如果布阿斯真的想为那位亲属设一个陷阱的话，这时候他就不吭声，你就付这个钱，然后他就悄悄地把路德娶回家里。So
if he really, Boaz really wanted to set up the trap for that kinsman redeemer, you know, he would keep silent and just let him purchase the land and marry Ruth.
然后，当他和路德生下头胎儿子以后，再把长老和众人召集在一起，说：“这是以利米勒的后代，他有权利继承他们所有的家产。”然后，按着律法的规定，买属他家的土地，过了七年，也就是喜年之后，应该无偿的归到他的后人手。
So with Mary Ruth and had a baby, and then the child should be named after Elimelech. But according to the law, after 7 years, or we call it the year of Jubilee, then the land need to be returned.
所以当时波阿斯提出了娶路德为妻的附加条件，那个时候除了波阿斯自己，还有。 路德和拿俄米他们这三个人之外，在场所有的其他人都会感到惊讶和意外。为什么呢？
So when Boaz proposed this additional condition for marrying Ruth, so except Boaz, Ruth, or Naomi, all the people there they would feel amazed or unexpected.
因为在当时，在以色列人他们的头脑中。 路德是什么人？仅仅是一个外邦摩押地的女子。So
who is Ruth in their minds? Ruth was only a Gentile Moabitess.
所以当初以利米勒他就不该离开以色列犹大之地，到那个摩押地外邦地区。So
at the very beginning, Elimelech should not leave Judah and emigrate to the Gentile Moab.
他更不该为自己的儿子娶那外邦的女子为妻。He
should not get a wife for his own son, a Moabite woman as a wife.
在这个前提下，当波阿斯两次提出了买地附加娶路德为妻的目的的时候，我们可以相信，在场的所有民众和长老们突然从。 惊讶中回过神来，波阿斯原来是这么一个人。So
when Boaz mentioned the purpose of marrying Ruth as the attached condition, and then at that time all the people there and the elders would turn from being amazed or unexpected, and then to admiration.
他两次提出是死人在产业上留存他的名，免得他的名在本族本乡灭亡。Oh,
Boaz, is such a person. So the purpose he mentioned is that in order to maintain the name of the dead with his property.
所以波阿斯为了一老一少两个落难的女人，所做出的是承担的义务。
So what Boaz did is actually to bear the burden for the two women who are in hardship.
或者叫承担的义举，令人可敬，令人可佩。所以当时在场的民众和长老对他付出了极高的评价和祝福。
Well, we can say what he did was righteous behavior for taking the responsibility. So he received outstanding comments and blessings from all the people there and the elders.
那接下来的结果就是我们今天一起要讨论的。路德记四章十三节，成为人妻 喜得贵子，这是对路德来讲。
So then what's the result? So for Ruth, she became a wife and had a son.
十三节，于是波阿斯娶了路德为妻，与他同房，耶和华使她怀孕，生了一个儿子。
So Boaz took Ruth, and she became his wife. Then he went to her, and the Lord enabled her to conceive, and she gave birth to a son.
读了这一经文，大家可能会想象，哇，他们还在婚礼中，怎么马上就有孩子？好快！
So when we read this scripture, we might say they just got married. Wow, they already got a son so quick.
所以有时候一句话可能就是一天、一个月、一年，甚至几十年、上千年。
So sometimes
一句话来代表。
One sentence may represent one day, a year, or thousand of years.
大家有没有参加过传统的华人的婚礼的仪式？有没有
？So have you ever attended a traditional wedding ceremony of Chinese or Chinese American?
在许多地区的华人传统的礼仪中，会在新人的床上或者褥子下面撒一些、放一些什么东西？红枣、花生，还有什么？桂圆、莲子、栗子等等，那些干果。
So according to the traditional custom, what people would put on the bride's bed or under the mattress? So we mentioned dates, peanuts, lagans, and what else? Lotus seed.
一方面呢，寓意着早生贵子。
So it implies wish you early, or birth, the birth of a child.
另外呢，这四种干果既是属于营养丰富的食品，又属于性温甘甜的中药材。
So on the other hand, those fruit, dried fruit, they are also nutritious food, and they are mild and sweet medicine too.
所以在婚礼之后呢，将这四种婚食同源的这种干果给它炖一炖，炖成一个什么呀？早生贵子汤。
So after wedding, they would like slow cook all this dry fruit and turn it into a soup that can, you know, help them have early birth of a child.
所以这个汤呢，对于妊娠怀孕以及生产前后的女性而言是非常健康，也是对身体的恢复大有好处。
So it's very helpful for women who are pregnant or who just gave birth to a son.To a child, it's very healthy and very good for their recovery.
不过，在座的有的妈妈们，在你们妊娠生产前后，如果没有喝过早生贵子汤的话，不要埋怨你的先生和婆婆。
So for those sisters who never had this kind of soup when you're pregnant or when you gave birth to a child, don't complain.Your husband, or your mother-in-law.
因为圣经这里描写，好像路德也没有喝过这个早生贵子汤。
It seems that in the Bible, we don't see Ruth had this kind of soup either.
但是我们可以想象，路德做过马伦的妻子，还有他的嫂嫂俄尔巴也做过基连的妻子，他们做了多少年的妻子？十年。结果没有生孩子。
So Ruth was the wife of Mahlon, and her sister-in-law Orpah was wife of Chilion. They were married together for more than 10 years, but they didn't have a child.
而现今的路德却是一句话：结婚、同房，然后呢，怀孕、生子。
So when we look at the scripture in this chapter, what happened to Ruth?Got married, had intercourse with Boaz, conceived and gave birth to a son.
结婚之后怀孕生子，这在古代以色列的传统中，对一个女性来讲是一个莫大的福分。
So being pregnant, gave birth to a child after marriage, In the traditional Israelite customs, you know, it's a very what great blessings to a woman.
那请问, 路德这样的福分来自于哪里?
So I would ask you, where does this blessing of Ruth come from?
如果我们单从人的角度来看的话, 有拿俄米的出谋划策和祝福。
So if we look at this from a human being's perspective, you know, we saw the planning and blessing from Naomi.
另外也有在城门口，波阿斯宣布他们成婚之后那些众民和长老们的祝福。
So they also received the blessing from the elder and the people there after Boaz announced their marriage at the city gate.
但是在相信上帝掌管一切的人的 头脑中真正成就事情的原因，就在于像经文中所描写的那样，耶和华使他怀孕，生了一个儿子。So
in the eyes of people who believe God is in control of everything, what really happened is just like what the scripture said. The Lord enabled her to conceive, and she gave birth to a son.
那我们可以思想一下，因着上帝的赐福，使人生育的例子在圣经中有多少记载？
So now we want to think about how many other examples are there in the Bible that God bless people and then they have a child.
最典型的就是亚伯拉罕。So
the typical example is Abraham.
创世纪18章11到14节记载，亚伯拉罕和 撒拉年纪老迈，撒拉的月经已经断绝了。那撒拉心里暗笑，说我既已衰败，我主也老迈，岂能有这喜事？就是天使跟他说，你要生孩子，跟亚伯拉罕讲。所以耶和华对亚伯拉罕说，撒拉为什么暗笑？说我既已年老，果真能生养吗？耶和华岂有难成的事吗？所以到了日期。 明年这个时候，我必回到你这里，撒拉必生一个儿子。<laughs>
So I think you English speakers can read the English here, but the most important verse is here, is the verse 14. Is anything too hard for the Lord?
结果就在第二年，亚伯拉罕多大岁数？100岁的时候，他那同样老迈的妻子撒拉为他们生下了儿子。
So next year, when Abraham was 100 years old, he and Sarah had a son, and his name was Isaac.
那以撒的状况怎么样呢? 创世纪25章20节，以撒因他妻子不生育，就为他祈求耶和华，耶和华应允他的祈求，他的妻子利百加就怀了孕。
So what happened to Isaac? The same thing, but Isaac prayed to the Lord, and then the Lord answered his prayer. His wife, Rebecca, became pregnant.
以撒的儿子雅各呢?
How about Jacob, Isaac's son?
创世纪30章1节2节，还有后边的22节。拉基见自己不给雅各生子，就嫉妒他的姐姐，对雅各说：“你给我孩子，不然我就死了。”雅各向拉基生气说：“叫你不生育的是上帝，我岂能代替他做主呢？” 结果后来，上帝顾念拉结，应允了他，使他能生育。So
same thing happened to Jacob, and his wife Rachel complained. She was jealous of her sister, but Jacob said, "Am I in the place of God, who has kept you from having children?" Then God remembered Rachel. He listened to her. And opened her womb.
另外还有旧约的先知撒母耳，他的妈妈，以及在新约圣经中最典型的有一个人，先知施洗约翰，他们的妈妈，等等等等，他们怀胎生育都是因着耶和华上帝的怜悯和赐福。So
other examples are Samuel, in the Old Testament, prophet Samuel's mother Hannah, and also Elizabeth. Mother of John the Baptist. So their conception and giving birth to a child was all out of God's compassion and blessing.
所以，借着今天的经文，借着今天的母亲节，我们要为所有的妈妈感谢上帝。
So here, we would like to thank the Lord for all the mothers today.
为什么要感谢啊？
Why?
有一句经文，诗篇127篇三节，因为儿女是耶和华所赐的产业，所怀的胎是他所给的赏赐。
So in Psalm 127, sons or children are heritage from the Lord, children a reward from him.
所以，亲爱的妈妈们，当我们了解到自己所生的孩子是为那个东家所养育的，这时候我们会有什么样的心态？
So let's think about this. When we realize that the children we raise were actually caring them for our master.
如果我们把我们所生养的孩子看成私有财产，那我们又会怎样去养育他？是不是会有更多的功利心在里面？
So if we take our children as our private property, what kind of attitude we would have for our children? So we would think that we need to get benefits from raising the children.
大家还记得在路德记第一章，当拿俄米和路德从摩亚地刚刚返回伯利恒的时候，面对他们这两个寡妇的悲惨的状况，在城门口的妇女们是怎样的惊讶？
So we still remember in the first chapter when Naomi and Ruth just returned from Moab to Bethlehem. So when all the women or the whole town know about their tragic situation, so what kind of situation it was?
他们不相信自己的眼睛，这是拿俄米吗？
They could not believe their eyes.
那现在城中的妇女们又发出了感叹，是怎么样的感叹？
So they couldn't believe their eyes. They exclaimed, "Can this be Naomi?" But now, at the end, all this woman exclaimed again.
4:14-17，生命反转，老有所依，这是指拿俄米。
So verses 14 to 17 is about life changing. The aged had someone to depend on. So we'll talk about Naomi's life.
14-16，妇人们对拿俄米说：“耶和华是应当称颂的，因为今日没有撇下你，使你无至近的亲属。愿这孩子在以色列中得名声，他必提起你的精神，奉养你的老，因为是爱慕你的那儿妇所生的。”有这儿妇比有七个儿子还好，拿俄米就把孩子抱在怀中做他的养母。
So the woman said, "Praise be to the Lord, who this day has not left you without a kinsman redeemer. May he become famous throughout Israel. He will renew your life and sustain you in your old age. For your daughter-in-law, who loves you and who is better to you than seven sons, has given him birth." Then Naomi took the child, laid him in her lap, and cared for him.
这简直是一个戏剧性的变化，将第一章拿俄米他的悲剧的角色反转，而成为喜剧的主角。
This is actually really a dramatic change. You know, in the first chapter, you know, turned Naomi's tragic role into a comedy role at the end.
所以我们还是要问，将拿俄米包括路德这两个可怜的女人的生命反转过来的力量来自于哪里？
So we still want to ask the same question. Where does this strength of turning these two women's life come from?
来自于耶和华上帝。
So it's from the Lord.
所以妇女们首先称颂耶和华，感谢他所成就的事情。
So the first thing the woman did was to praise the Lord and thank what he had fulfilled.
那可能我们对十四节会不会读的是想到没有撇下你是你无止境的亲属，这什么意思？
So when we read verse 14, it says, has not left you without a kinsman redeemer. What does it mean?
至近的亲属指的是谁这里？
So, kinsman, kinsman, what does it refer to?
一个至近的亲属，他的另外一个称呼就是救赎者。
So the another name or title for kinsman is redeemer.
那这里当然，至近的亲属应该指的是那个新生的婴儿。
So here, when they talk about kinsman, it should refer to the newborn baby.
因为即便从瓜斯他的儿子这个角度来看，他确确实实也是拿俄米的一个至近的亲属。
So this newborn baby was Boaz's son. So we should understand that this child should be a kinsman of Naomi.
你看现代中文译本讲到，城里的妇女们对拿俄米说，赞美上主，他今天给了你一个至亲来照顾。
So in the modern Chinese version, it says, praise to the Lord, and he gave you a kinsman to take care of you.
那刚才我们读十五节里边有一句说，他必提起你的精神。我怎么讲
？So verse 15 says, renew your life. What does it mean?
我们看看天主教斯高本他的翻译说，十五节，他是你心灵的安慰，啊，这就是他必提起你的精神的意思。
So in the Catholic version of the Bible, it says he is the comfort of your soul.
因为在古代，以色列乃至近东巴勒斯坦地区一个家庭中，儿子的地位是非常重要的。
So in ancient Israel and also the Near East Palestine, the status of a son in a family is very important.
但是在这里边的这些妇女们。称赞的是生下了这个儿子的路德，给路德了一个很高很高的评价。
So here, what the woman prays for or give outstanding comments and honor was to Ruth, the mother.
还有在下边的十七节中，拿俄米得了孩子，以及前面讲到那个他做那个孩子的养母，到底是怎么？
So how should we understand verse 17? It says, Naomi has a son. Or in verse 16, Naomi cared for the child.
十七节，邻舍的妇人说，拿俄米得孩子了，就给那孩子起名叫俄贝德。这俄贝德是耶西的父，耶西是大卫的父。
So the woman living there said, Naomi has a son, and they named him Obed. He was the father of Jesse, the father of David.
所以从辈分上讲，伯阿斯与路德所生的孩子应该是拿俄米的什么呀？继孙子，对不对
？So if we look at the seniority in the family, the child of Boaz and Ruth should be the step grandson of Naomi.
如果将旧约律法那个书。娶兄嫂的那个律法搬移到伯阿斯这个例子中来讲说，伯阿斯是拿俄米死去的丈夫的近亲，那他是不是应该娶拿俄米为妻？但是因为拿俄米年纪老迈，所以他就娶了路德。
So according to the traditional rule or law, Boaz should marry his brother's wife.
But because, 从路德的角度讲，这孩子应该算是马伦的儿子，拿俄米的孙子。
But because Naomi was too old, so Ruth replaced her. And we should say the child should be Mahlon's son.
但是从伯阿斯的角度来讲呢，这孩子应该是以利米勒的儿子。
But from the perspective of Boaz, this son should be under the name of Elimelech.
所以由拿俄米来收养他，在那个时候也是名正言顺。
So Naomi adopt or care for the child, it's perfectly justifiable.
当然，圣经里面还有许许多多的例子，最典型的就是雅各最后收养了约瑟的两个孩子做儿子。成就了十二个支派最后分的是分地的时候。
So there is another example in the Bible.
那现在我们回顾一下整个路德记全书的结构。
So let's review the structure of the book, Ruth.
开始的一章一到五节是拿俄米失去了儿子，那到现在13到17节四章的拿俄米复得儿子。
So in the first chapter, verse 1 to 5, Naomi lost her sons.
所以从拿俄米得到了儿子之后，成了一个圆满的、美满的结局。So
at the end in book, the fourth book or chapter, in the fourth chapter, Naomi regained son. So we say it's like a happy ending.
那这个结局既结束了拿俄米、路德两个。 寡妇无儿无依靠的痛苦的命运。
So this happy ending ended Naomi and Ruth, these two widows who did not have sons, no one to depend on. Yeah, it ended their painful fate.
见证了耶和华行大事、行奇事的作为。
It testified God's work to fulfill big plans and doing miracles.
又应验了在城门口众民和长老们的祝福。
So it also realized the wish of and blessings of the woman and the elders.
那我们称是奇妙的作为，因为我们没有想到这个孩子的后裔所兴起的，竟然是以色列伟大的君王大卫。
So it's amazing. It's amazing work because the descendant of this child was even King David, a great king of Israel.
那我们可以说是更加令人赞叹的是，上帝借着这个孩子为他的子民所兴起的耶西的跟大卫的苗裔，就是那位救主弥赛亚，耶稣基督。
So more amazingly that we want to praise God is that through this child, they have the Jesus root and offspring of David, and is that Savior, Messiah, our Lord, Jesus Christ.
上帝借着路德这个普通的外邦摩押的女子，一个平凡的小人物，成就了不平凡的事。
So through Ruth, this ordinary Gentile woman, God has fulfilled an extraordinary thing or plan through this ordinary little person.
上帝让我们看到路德记是成就整个救恩大计划中不可或缺的，却又是历史中的一个小小的环节，小小的故事。
So God also helps us understand that Ruth, this book, this story, is part of the great plan of salvation of God, but it's also a very small story and a small link in the history.
4章18到22节，小人物成就大计划。
So verses 18 to 22 tells about little people fulfill big plans.
你看，这是现代中文译本，把18到22节合并到一节。 从法勒斯到大卫的家谱是这样的：法勒斯、希斯伦、兰、亚米拿达、拿顺、撒门、波阿斯、俄贝德、耶西、大卫。
So this then is the family of the line of Perez. Perez, Hezron, Ran, Aminadab, Nashon, Salmon, Boaz, Obed, Jesse, and David.
那在路德记的这个大卫的家谱中。 波阿斯的父亲叫撒门，和他的，我们要算他的祖父，前面有个曾曾曾曾曾祖父，法勒斯是何许人也？大家知道。So
in the genealogy of David, Boaz's father was Salmon, and his great grand father Perez. So who are they?
波阿斯的母亲是谁？他的曾曾曾曾曾祖母是谁？So
who is Boaz's mother and also his great-grand-grandmother.
我们看马太福音1章的记载，亚伯拉罕的后裔，大卫的子孙，耶稣基督的家谱，从第3节到第6节，犹大从他玛生法勒斯和谢拉，法勒斯生希斯伦，希斯伦生亚兰。 第五节，亚撒门从哈拉拉合氏生波阿斯，波阿斯从路德生俄贝德，俄贝德生耶西。
So record of the genealogy of Jesus Christ, the son of David, the son of Abraham, Judah, the father of Perez and Zerah, whose mother was Tamar, Perez, the father of Hezron, Hezron, the father of Ram, Salmon, the father of Boaz, whose mother was Rahab, Boaz, the father of Obed, whose mother was Ruth, Obed, the father of Jesse, and Jesse, the father of King David. David was the father of Solomon, whose mother had been Uriah's wife.
创世纪三十八章记载了法勒斯诞生的情况。
So in Genesis chapter 38, it describes about the birth of Perez.
雅各的十二个儿子里边有一个叫犹大，他娶了妻子以后生了三个儿子。
So one of Jacob's son, 12 son, was Judah.He married a wife who gave birth to three sons.
三个儿子，儿、俄南、示拉。
儿、俄南 and 示拉。
那犹大为老大娶了个妻子，名叫他玛。
Judah got a wife for his eldest son, 儿 Her name is Tamar.
但他的长子儿，因为作恶被上帝惩罚死亡，没有留下孩子。
So Ur was wicked in the Lord's sight and was put to death by the Lord and they didn't have a child.
按照律法，老二俄南就娶了嫂嫂做妻。
According to the law, the second son, Onan, had to marry his sister-in-law.
但俄南不愿意为哥哥留下后代。
But Onan did not want to produce offspring for his brother.
终也是因他作恶，上帝令他死亡。
So because his wicked behavior in the Lord's sight, he was also put to death.
那这个时候犹大就担心小儿子再出意外，他就以儿子年幼为借口，打发他玛回到父家去等待。
So Judah was worried that his youngest son, Shelah, would have an accident again. So he sent Tamar back to her own father's home, and for the reason that his youngest son was too young.
那守寡等待的他嘛，眼见着老三示拉长大成人了，但是呢，他的公公没有一点让这个小儿子娶他这个意思。
So Tama saw that the youngest son Shelah was grown, you know, into an adult, but his father-in-law.Did not intend to let her, let him marry, Tamar.
他的公公对他有承诺，但是现在又不实现，怎么样？他就装扮成妓女，引诱他的公公，结果怀孕生子。
So her father-in-law asked her to wait till the youngest son grew up, but now the father-in-law.Did not want to realize his promise, so Tama pretended to be a prostitute, and seduced her father-in-law, and then they lived together, had intercourse, and gave birth to a child.
Tama 从犹大竟然生下一对双胞胎，其中一个就是法勒斯。
So she gave birth to twin boys, and one of the twin boys was.Pharaoh.
那我们怎么样来看这个他玛
？So how should we look at Tama's behavior?
犹大的眼中，创世纪三十八章二十六节，犹大承认说，他就是他玛，比我更有意，因为我没有将他给我的儿子实现我的承诺。
So Genesis 38:26, Judah acknowledged that, recognized them, and said.She, Tama, is more righteous than I, since I wouldn't give him to my son, Shelah.
那波阿斯的这是曾曾曾曾祖父。然后呢，他的父亲撒门与母亲的故事，在约书亚记中有记载。
So Perez was Boaz's great-grandfather. But Boaz, his own father, Solomon, and also his mother, Rahab, we can find the story in Joshua.
当以色列人结束旷野游牧的生涯，进入迦南地，在攻打耶利哥城之前，接替摩西带领以色列人出埃及的约书亚，派了两个年轻的探子前去查探。So
when Israelites ended their nomad life in the wilderness, and before they entered the land of Canaan and attacked the city of Jericho, Joshua, who replaced Moses' leadership, sent two young spies to spy out the land.
但这两个年轻的探子不幸暴露了，最后呢，得到一个叫拉合的妓女的相救。
But the identity of these two young spies was exposed, but they got help from a prostitute. Her name is Rahab.
所以在以色列人最后攻打耶利哥城并毁城的时候，约书亚吩咐那两个年轻的探子。 把拉和他们全家人都保护了下来。So
when the Israelites attacked Jericho and destroyed the city, Joshua ordered the two young spies to protect Rahab and her whole family.
由此可以推断，波阿斯的父亲撒门就是那两个年轻的探子之一，所以波阿斯的母亲就是当年在耶利哥城救了他父亲的妓女拉和。
So we can conclude that Boaz's father, Salmon, was one of the two young spies, and his mother was the prostitute Rahab, who saved his father's life.
那圣经中对这个妓女拉合的评价，在希伯来书11章31节，妓女拉合因信曾和和平平地接待探子，就不与那些不顺从的人一同灭亡。
So Hebrews 11:31, by faith, the prostitute Rahab, because she welcomed the spies, was not killed with those who were disobedient.
那我们再来看一下，读基督耶稣家谱中记载了五个女人，那除了童贞女玛利亚是犹太人之外。
So in the genealogy of our Lord Jesus Christ, it recorded five women, except Virgin Mary was a Jew.
Tama, 装扮过妓女.
The rest of the four women, one is Tama, who pretended to be a prostitute.
但是被称为有义.
But she was claimed as righteous.
拉合虽然就是妓女.
Rahab was a prostitute herself.
但是被称为有信.
But she was called that she had faith.
那还有我们今天的路德，是一个外邦的女子。
And Ruth we talk about today was a Gentile Moabitess.
还有一个乌利亚的妻子，也就是八十八，是一个犯了通奸罪的女人。
So the fourth woman, Bathsheba, who was Uriah's wife, she was a woman who committed adultery.
弟兄姐妹们，看看耶稣基督的家谱，看看这里边的人，我们可以说，这实在是像生活在今天这个世界的我们心中的，受了这个世界的法律所影响所落下的那个伦理道德观的挑战。So
brothers and sisters, when we look at the genealogy of Jesus Christ, all this woman, this is really a challenge to us who are affected by the ethics in this world.
我相信我们需要用我们的一生来接受上帝对我们发出的这个挑战。
I think we have to use our whole life to meet the challenge from God.
因为基督耶稣的救恩是面对全人类的。
Jesus Christ,
那在上帝的标准里边，我们世人都犯了罪，亏缺了神的荣耀。Jesus
Christ's salvation was for the whole humankind. According to God's standard, all of us, each one of us, committed sin, had sin.
从这里，让我们更能够体会到上帝的心思。上帝他所珍惜的，是我们能够有一个认罪悔改的心。
So it helps us understand what God really treasures is that whether we have a willing heart to confess and repent.
上帝珍惜的是我们是否愿意认罪悔改。
So what God treasures is really if we are willing to confess and repent.
那通过我们学习和思想路德记，对路德这么一个外邦女子的信心的道路的描写和记载，我们虽然不能够完完全全的明白路德和波阿斯为什么被选进耶稣基督的家谱里边，但是让我们清清楚楚的看到。
So through studying and thinking about Ruth, the description about the faith path of this such a Gentile woman, Ruth, although we cannot understand the mystery of why Ruth and Boaz were selected was recorded in Jesus Christ's genealogy, but what we can understand is
我们看到什么？看到了波哈斯就是这么一个直直白白的人，尊重传统律法的界限，赋予怜悯和爱心的付出，注重情义，轻看钱财。
So what we can see is that Boaz is such a candid, frank person. He obeyed the traditional, law, and he had passion, had love. He paid more attention to ties of friendship.But belittled money and property.
我们看到路德，他的魅力在于他的身份背景。虽然是一个小小的、一个卑微的外邦摩亚女子，但是她具有一颗对上帝单纯的、执着的追求之心。
So the charm of Ruth that we can see here is that although her identity was a humble, a Gentile.Moabites, but she had a pure heart to seek, pursue God.
看到路德对婆婆的那种完全的顺服、关怀、照顾的爱心。
So we can see, Ruth's love and obedience to her mother-in-law.
那在拿俄米这位普通的老人身上，所彰显的。是对上帝的那个坚韧的依赖，那种盼望，还有那种交托，还有那种顺服的等待上帝的这样一个心。
From this ordinary old woman, Naomi, what we can see is that she has a strong faith to God. Her perseverance, dependence on God, her hope, her patience,And she entrusted God.
拿俄米一个柔弱的老人，却有着强大的对上帝的信心。
Such a weak old woman, but she really has strong faith in God.
我们一起低头祷告。
Let's pray.
恩主赐爱的阿父，我们感谢你，感谢你赐给我们宝贵的话语。
Dear Father, Heavenly Father, thank you so much for blessing us with your valuable words.
愿主您的话语成我们脚前的灯，路上的光，引领照亮我们一生。
May your words become the light in our path and helping us, guide us.
使我们的生命成为他人的帮助，蒙主您的悦纳。
Help turn our life to be others' help and be pleased to you.
这样的感恩祷告，奉靠主耶稣基督的名求。
We thank you and pray in Jesus' name.
Amen.
Amen.
亲爱的弟兄姐妹们。